It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Monday morning all across the state of Michigan. Sound of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, and Woodstock. And on this day in 1969, the Woodstock Festival held. Now, that song wasn't played at Woodstock. It was written about Woodstock, so the song released after the fact. But reflecting on those days, at Woodstock, the 600-acre farm just outside New York, 400,000 people or so attended. Jimi Hendrix, CSNY, Santana, The Who, Creedence Clearwater Revival, who played at like 4 a.m. on the final day because everything was pushed back, running so late. Grateful Dead, Janis Joplin, many, 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 many more. Over the 3 days, 3 deaths, 2 births, 4 miscarriages, according to this story. Followed by Woodstock 94, which was, you know, okay, and Woodstock 99, which was not, full of fires, violence, and sexual assaults, so much so that there are multiple documentaries about Woodstock 99. Woodstock 69, still remembered as those days of peace and love, began on this day back in 1969. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. Yes, inflation. Food prices rising the most since 1979. You know what that means, people? It's never risen more than since I've been alive. I was born in 1980, and I was always an older young man. I was an old soul. And so I tried to make people feel better when I told them when I was born by saying, well, I was still born under a Carter administration because June 1980. So Reagan didn't take over until, you know, the election of 1980. But yeah, food prices rising the most since before I was born. Food prices up 10.9% last month from a year earlier, the biggest increase since 1979. Several essentials like cereal and certain dairy products posting record year-over-year rises. Food prices rising globally, of course, since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but this is much more than that. Notable jumps in U.S. food prices just last month. Cereal, annual increase of 17%. That is the largest annual increase ever. Ever. Eggs are up 38%, the largest since 2007. Dairy and related products up 14.9% year over year, largest since June of 2004. Frozen fruits and vegetables up 10.6% year over year, largest increase ever. Instant coffee. I don't know anyone who buys instant coffee, but if you do, up 16.7% year over year, most since June of 1995. Soups are up 19.1%, the largest ever, and baby food up 15%, the largest year over year increase ever. On a month-over-month basis, food prices up 1.14%, the most since April of 2020. The cost of food away from home, like restaurant meals, also up, though at a slower pace than groceries. And usually at times when prices are rising, the advice, and it's good advice, is to look for, you know, the generic products, the store brands. And many of those products are excellent. There are some that I'd say no. Peanut butter. I'm a peanut butter aficionado. I can't do the generic peanut butter. I just can't. I got to go for the one of the big three, Jif, Skippy, Peter Pan. Any of those three I'm good with. So there are certain products you don't want to. But even on those generic products, and this was happening more than a year ago, generic Walmart tortilla chips. They used to sell for something crazy like, I should remember this. I think I have a picture of it somewhere in my reel, my roll. I think it was like 97 cents a year ago. 14 months ago, 97 cents, they're $1.81 now. Just noticed over the weekend, the generic Walmart brand chocolate chip cookies, which, again, 14, 15 months ago were, I think, $1.22. They just went up again since last week. They're now $2.08, $2.09, something like that. So almost doubling in price over the course of a year, 15 months worth of time. It's not just on the name brand stuff. It's on everything, and you add it up and it becomes a big deal. If you're a budget person like I am, and you look at the end of the month and you see what you spent on fuel and food, you see all of this stuff happening. Let's go to NBC over the weekend. Meet the Press. Andrea Mitchell filling in as host of Meet the Press, talking to a lawmaker, congressman from South Dakota. I don't have his name on my sheet here, but Republican lawmaker from South Dakota. The question was about whether or not the lawmaker would support President Trump once again next year. if or not next year, in 2024, if he runs for president. But it got more about talking on the 2022 election. This from NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday. Cut one.
I think right now we're going to focus on the 2022 election. We want to retake the House. We definitely want to retake the United States Senate. And I think in doing that, and our goal is to focus on what's going on right now with the American people. We're going to focus on the fact that inflation is still over 8.5%. We're still talking about GDP, which has been going down. And as you know, sharing breakfast with the former chairman of the Federal Reserve, anytime you've got two quarters in a row, you are in a recession. We want to see us get out of that recession. And most certainly, we want to see gas prices come down. They're still a buck and a half higher than when Joe Biden took office. Those are not good policies to run on for Democrats. We need to focus on that. And as we get past that and get into the 2024, I think the Republican will be well positioned. But let's get past the 2022 election first.
And we're not in a recession yet, but we'll wait and see what does happen. And we really want to thank you. It's very good that you came on today.
Two quarters tell you differently than that.
That's out of date.
Thanks.
Out of date.
Out of date. Andrea Mitchell talking with Senator Mike Rounds from South Dakota. And Mike Rounds says, hey, we're in a recession, which common definition, two quarters back to back negative growth. That's a recession. And Andrea Mitchell, NBC News host, says, no, that's an argument that Democratic partisans make. That's an argument Democratic lawmakers make. If they want to argue that we're not actually in a recession because, yes, we've had two quarters of back to back, but look at X and look at Y. That's a partisan argument. That's not an argument that the host of NBC's Meet the Press should be making. The common definition, I know Steve's talked about this, of course, two quarters, back-to-back, negative growth. That's what we have. That's a recession. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.